Sales Interviews, Part 3. Background questions. The key goal of every sales interview is to uncover the needs and the wants of the buyer so you can present your product and solutions in a way that will be of benefit to them. The only way you can do this is to ask quality questions. Remember, your prospects want a good listening to, not a good talking to. They don't want to sit there and listen to your monologue of why your products and services are the best. A prospect wants to know that you understand their situation in detail. Here's a list of questions that may add value to your discussions. How did you decide on the training needs of the individual? How are the training decisions normally made? How many do you have in your team? What are your sales goals for the year? How are they tracking? Who are the people who have most influence on helping you achieve these goals? What is the growth potential of your business? Where are your sales focused, existing or new business? What is the sales focus percentage between existing and new business? What is the prime objective for your sales team? How are they going with meeting this? What is your main objective? What role do others play in creating the situation? What are you using now? Are you working within a budget? What alternatives have you considered? What have you got planned? What development projects have you got on? What are some of the key activities you expect your salespeople to achieve each week? Do they have activity targets? Do they have a presentation process? What is the value of the average sale? What are their closing ratios? Do they have call objectives? How do they measure their performance? What are some of the key behaviours of your most successful salespeople? What are your top five things that you're trying to achieve with your sales team? E.g. PM targets, new prospects, growth of existing clients. How much time should they be prospecting? What is their slippage rate, customer churn? What kind of turnaround time do you really want and what do you get now? How do you measure a good quality job? What functions do you need to perform? Tell me about your business. Describe your responsibilities. How do you define service? What does quality specialty mean to you? What do you do when What is the procedure at your company for making a decision like this? What does it cost to make your average sale? How many contacts does it take on average? What are the break-even sales for individual salespeople? AC can work on this out and base their incentives on this. What are their targets? How are their sales targets set? Do they have activity targets? How are the team performing? What is their current situation? What has been done in the past to improve sales? How has that been working? Where do your leads come from? How do you generate leads? What is the prospecting process? How much prospecting do they need to do each week to achieve their lead targets? What sort of extra capacity do they have to generate more leads? What sales structure do they use? What is the mix between sales to existing customers versus new prospects? Do they have a territory plan? What is the average value of a sale? Who are their ideal clients? What type of reporting system do you use? What is client A worth to your business? Is there anybody besides you who would be involved in the decision to ... What sort of sales systems training have you used in the past? How have you measured the results for this? What is your strategy for the future? What would motivate you to change? Would it be okay if I ask how ... How do you measure that? What are the challenges to closing the gap? What are the key challenges with your sales at the moment? If you could improve one area, what would it be? How much is a referral worth to your business? What is your conversion ratio? What do you hope to get out of our meeting? What do they consider a good level of service, etc.? What criteria would you use for bringing something like this on board? What criteria would you use for selecting a new supplier? How are your purchasing decisions made? what is the decision process for situations like this in your company? What are the next stages in assessing whether you might invest in this solution? What are your expectations from our meeting? How do you get new business? How could you get more? How do you plan on achieving your goals this year? How does the purchasing process work at your business? How are decisions like this typically made? How could you use our product service? Why are you seeking to do this work project engagement? Why isn't this particular service product solution issue working for you right now? How did these problems issues first come about? What were the original causes? What is your role in this situation, issue, problem? What has made you want to look into this now? What are your key objectives with this? What kind of time frame are you working within? Probing questions. Is time management a concern for your team? If there was a challenge with your sales team, what would it be? What would your top concerns regarding to the performance of your sales team be? What do you see as the biggest challenge for your salespeople / team? What do you see as the biggest obstacle in achieving this? If you could have things the way you wanted, what would you change? What else would you like to see happen? What other problems are you experiencing? What are the major frustrations with? What challenges does this create? What is the most important priority to you with this? What other issues are important? In addition to this, is there anything else that is concerning you? What would you like to see improved? What is the one thing that you would improve? What would you change about... Are they maximizing the sales to existing clients? Given the ideal situation, what would you want? If you were able to design the perfect program, what would it include? What ideally would be right for you? How would you measure the success of a training program? How would you define good value for your money? What would you want the people doing differently after the training? What ultimately do you want? What are your priorities? What are your criteria for evaluating new products? How much would you like to improve the productivity of your team? Does the team have a plan to maximize sales to existing clients? What is the sales mix between existing clients and new prospect business? How much time is your staff now spending on prospecting for new business? How often do you notice that they are ... What happened? What was the last time you needed to ... What happens when ... What was the criteria you used when you chose your present supplier? What were the determining factors in selecting the company you're now using? Given the ideal situation solution, what would you want? Could you get exactly what you want? If you could get exactly what you want, what would that be? What is your biggest challenge? What frustrations do you have? Any question where you can uncover a strong emotion? What is the single biggest challenge you face in your department, structure, process, day to day? What would you change about your current contract? What problem area is costing your company the most money? What process in your sales is costing you the most money? What is the biggest challenge with this? Consequence questions. What is the importance of that to you? How is this impacting your team's results? If they were to achieve this, what would be the impact on your sales? If your people delivered these skills, what impact would that have on sales? If this continues, what would be the impact on your business? What effect would this have on the present situation? How would others benefit? What is the cost of not taking action now? What happens if this continues? What happens if you don't make a decision on this now? What problems does this cause you when ... How much do you think you could improve sales if you spend more time ... What makes that important to you? How often is this happening? Who else is affected by this? How do you know when you've achieved it? What problems does it cause when you ... How much do you think you'd save if your ... percentage dropped by 15% yearly? How would overcoming this issue affect your ... If you could fix this, what impact would it have on your business? What losses does this incur? What duplication does this cause? What frustrations does this cause with your clients? What knock-on issues does this cause? How much is this impacting your organization, customers, and staff? How much is the issue problem costing you in time, money, resources, staff, and energy? How severe is the problem? Can you make an educated guess as to how much it costs you? What bothers you most about the situation, issue, problem? Does this affect other parts of your business? What kind of pressure is this causing you and the business? How important is this need on a scale of 1 to 10? What are the long-term effects of the problem? What are the intangible effects of the problem? Do you know what other areas the problem is costing you money? Can you put an amount on the problem in terms of cost weekly, monthly, and annually? Does the issue cause problems with employee morale? Can this problem affect productivity? How does the problem ultimately affect your current customers? How does the problem ultimately affect your prospective customers? How does the problem ultimately affect your sales teams? How does the problem ultimately affect your other employees? How does the problem ultimately affect your sales process? How does the problem ultimately affect your pricing, selling costs? How does the problem ultimately affect your reputation, goodwill, brand? How much does this problem cost you in man hours and time? Looking at this from the point of lost sales, how much is just one sale worth to the company? Summary, benefit questions. What would be the most immediate benefit of your business if you could overcome this problem? If they were to achieve this, then what would this mean to you or them? You, them. What do you see as the benefit? How would this benefit you? If your people develop these skills, how would that impact on them, you? What do you see as the biggest advantage in you achieving this? How would this ... help you? What ideally would the training do for you? How does this sound so far? Are we on track with what you're looking for? Assuming you wanted to do this, what would you have to do there? If you decide to move forward, what would we need to go through? How long does this typically take for this to move through the typical company process for an approval on something like this? Once you decide you want it, will you have to run it by any other department to get financial approval for it? So what would that mean to you? What else would cause this to happen? Why is that important to you? How would that benefit you? If you did go ahead, what would you most like to achieve? How does this project fit into the bigger picture? What benefits are you trying to guarantee? What would you want a product to do for you? How would you roll something like this out into your organization? How might you measure success? 12 months from now, how would you expect my product service to have benefited your business? If you were to implement it, what are you measured on? What is important to you in finding a solution to this? Some summary benefit questions look at the true motivations of the prospect, the reason they need to act. Solution value identification. In consumer selling, we need to connect four topics in order to diagnose a customer's business and develop the value of resolving the most important challenges. The four topics are the unresolved business issue, problems that make the business issue tough to resolve, solutions that can be applied to overcome the problems and therefore resolve the business issue. 4. Value of the problems and or business issue in terms of qualifiable metrics or personal impact. Every company has unresolved yet important business issues. They are all related to the two objectives of increasing revenue and profits. Every problem and every business issue has a cost or impact. The challenge is trying to help the customer see the value from their perspective, not ours. This means asking questions such as, so how would you qualify the impact of these rework steps? How much time are you spending on chasing inventory information? How much delay did that cause? And how does that translate to revenue production? You had mentioned quality issues. What is your customer return rate? How does this affect you? Are you impacted by this personally? It is only after we have identified the critical business issue, its underlying problems, and the value of solving these problems that we are in a position to help the prospect prioritize our solution to the top of their list of must-have purchases. Anything short of revealing the connection between these subjects means that we're handing the selling over to the prospect, and it is likely that they don't have the time or the inclination to finish a job for us. In such scenarios, we end up with a stalled sale or a loss to a competitor that does a better job than we did in connecting these subjects. Remember, no problem, no sale. Problem identification. Value can be created for the customer by revealing problems through careful questioning. Buyers are often vaguely aware of problems, however, haven't worked out the magnitude or cost of the problem. If they can see the problems, they can't solve them. Questions are used to elicit an invitation from the buyer to discuss the full extent of the issues and tell them how they can achieve a better business outcome. There are 5 key areas of business impact. 1. Revenue. 2. Cost of sales. 3. Margin. 4. Expenses. 5. Profit. Identify a problem with any one and you've got the first part of the ROI calculation that you can dollarize. Work out the logical questioning path you're going to use to elicit the request for you to share your expertise. The importance of showing the return on investment. In a sales interview, return on investment is key. It allows us to show the prospect the full implications of their problem and the costs associated with this. The ROI covers how much they could potentially lose, but also their potential gain and how they will get a return on investment they are making in your product or service. The most important financial conversation is therefore the cost of the problem. If you can't establish the cost, they don't have a problem. Ignoring the cost is a risky business. If you don't establish a credible cost of the problem, customers are far less likely to buy as they have no rational basis to measure their investment in your solution with. If you develop key number questions that show the customer the real cost of the problem, you need to develop key number questions. These are fairly generic. The goal would be to develop case studies in the industries you work most often in. Secondary selling. Another key reason that ROI is so important is that we want to begin our engagement with high-level executives who have financial and operational accountability for all aspects of the business and are most affected by the absence of our solutions. Often, you may not meet these people. They may be CFOs or accountants who are only concerned with the bottom line. Develop a key question that demonstrates how they will get their return on investment. This will help the prospect to sell it to these other stakeholders, and this is known as secondary selling. Secondary selling occurs when the prospect you are dealing with then needs to sell your solution to other decision makers in their business. Without dollarizing the problem, the best they can do is promote your solution. The big question for other decision makers is how much. Of course, without the problem being broken down into the real cost, the only figure they have to consider is the price of your solution without any comparative cost to measure against. Imagine your prospect presenting your case for upgrading software at a cost of $25,000 without any cost of the problem analysis. Now imagine the same conversation where it demonstrated that the company lost 7% of its productivity, amounting to $337,000 in losses in the previous 6 months as a result of software issues. It's easy to see how this helps progress and close the sale. Return on investment question. Develop a key question that demonstrates how they will get their return on investment. This will help them sell it to other stakeholders. Key points on ROI. ROI is all about cash flow. If you want to make an investment, it implies shelling out some cash and the expectation of getting more cash back. It's all about cash flow. In more complex projects like investing in a new machine, you will have cash flows relating to the purchase of the machine and the additional operating costs and some form of cash benefits such as increased sales or reduced costs. Some ROI calculators can be calculated on the back of an envelope, but most require an Excel spreadsheet to total up all the cash inflows and outflows. Payback period. One of the most simple yet effective indicators is the payback period. It tells you how long it'll take you to get your money back. It's normally expressed as a measure of time, for example, 3 weeks, 6 months, or 2 years. Projects that can show a fast payback are normally looked on favorably. It should be possible to look at the cumulative and incremental cash flows and see the point at which they change from negative to positive results. Simple example. Jason has a decision to make. He has a chance to save money on his monthly phone bills. He has found a new supplier that can save him 50% on his monthly phone bills. There is, however, a large setup charge that he must pay for. His initial outlay is $300, but he saves $50 per month on his bills. What is the payback period? The answer is 6 months. A simple ROI calculation. The simplest ROI calculation is a straight calculation of the net benefits over project costs. It's okay for short projects with a finite length, but not much use of projects like Jackson's with ongoing benefits. Where do you draw the line? Including 3 years of benefits would give a different return to 2 years. No-brainer ROI. The best kind of ROI is termed as a no-brainer. It's a decision that can be made without much thought at all, let alone doing full ROI calculations. The payback period is less than a year, and the cost of the alternative, the price and the returns are all clear. Salespeople would have to make much more progress developing accounts if the first sale to a new prospect has a no-brainer ROI to it. Once the account is established and a good relationship is developed, then it will be much easier to get access to the information that would be required for a more complicated project. ROI is a fact of life for business to business sales, so it makes sense to make friends with calculations built into your sales process. The next step is to work out the critical numbers you will need to get from your prospect to establish the ROI and the questions to ask. Key number of questions. What factors contribute to the cost as a result of the problem? Keep in mind, your goal is to illustrate the investment you're asking your prospect or customer to make in terms to help him see a positive return. Be sure to keep your analysis brief and direct. Clearly state your assumptions. Include all costs, direct and indirect, the prospect will incur to make the investment. Things to avoid. Your prospect may disagree with your assumptions and approach. If so, you'll have an additional opportunity to engage with your prospect, and you'll likely learn even more about how your prospect will make the buying decision. To ensure credibility of your analysis, you want to avoid the following: unrealistic assumptions on usage, response rates, etc. Assumptions that the prospect cannot control. Excessive time frames which exaggerate positive returns. Overestimating the value of intangibles. How to use ROI. Evaluating the return on investment for a prospect or customer makes it easier for him or her to justify spending money on your product or service, and helps the prospect visualize the value the purchase or investment will create. This sales skill will help you position your offering apart from your competitors and ultimately make moving forward with you and your offer more compelling. Your goal is to put the value of your product or service creates in context for your prospect. Sales professionals create this context by breaking down the costs associated with the product or service and illustrating how the purchase or investment provides a positive rate of return for the company. When the prospect sees your analysis, they should conclude it's a no-brainer when you think about it like that. Above all, remember the what's in it for me principle, or what's in it for them, always applies. Objective: to provide a quantitative information to demonstrate the hard value your prospect will receive by making an investment in your product or service. Method: use the questioning method to uncover the prospect's explicit need. To perform a meaningful analysis, you will may need some of the following data points from the interview stage: direct and indirect investment, additional costs incurred by the prospect to buy your service, new training costs, management time, setup time, etc. Planned usage of the product or service, time frame for use, number of people who will use the product or service, average margin on sales revenue. Return on investment defined. Return on investment is defined as the amount of money one can expect to receive as a result of making an investment. An investment is anything that is purchased for the purpose of generating income or decreasing expenses, or an item that is expected to increase in value over time. Why ROI analysis can be very sophisticated and include such details as time, value of money, tax rates, and cash flows, a simple ROI analysis will generally work. Be sure to match your audience appropriately and never work at a level you feel they may not understand. Example: the annual return on your investment is dot dot dot. Based on the monthly sales revenue, it will generate an annual benefit of dot dot dot, and your investment is only dot dot dot. Cost qualification calculator. Almost all sellers claim benefits for their products, such as faster, stronger, longer lasting, superior quality, more durable, and more efficient. Occasionally, the customer intuitively dollarizes the value of these claims and correctly selects the product that yields the lowest total cost. But more often, the seller, despite having the best solution, is reduced to fighting a price battle because the seller does not know what faster means, does not know how to translate faster into dollars and cents. To qualify the value of your solution, you must first work out the true cost of their problem, what the true cost of their problem is. This is known as cost qualification, and most salespeople miss this vital step. The universal measure for considering a charge for a product or solution is supply, is return on investment. Cost qualification is an integral part of developing a return on investment calculation. This is how customers compare one solution to another. We therefore need to dollarize the cost of their problem compared to the dollar value they will receive by using our solution. The key step to showing the value is work out the total cost of the problem. Calculation: cost of problem times frequency times 12 months equals estimated dot 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 loss. Add this calculation to your needs analysis and implications. In determining the cost of the problem, you must include all costs associated with the problem: labor costs, lost production, potential loss of contracts or clients, penalty fees, and opportunity costs. ROI spatter. Problem: spatter from the welding rods was wasting production time, with cleanup averaging 1 minute per welding rod. Average welder uses 80 a day. Lost time: 80 minutes a day times 10 welders, 800 minutes, divided by 60 minutes is 13.3 hours a day. $80 charge out rate, $1,064 lost production per day, 264 working days per year, 200 $61,744 lost per year. Dollarize the value of the situation, e.g. splatter calculation. Solution, cost comparison. 7 times MEG welders, $70,000. 3 times upgrades existing welders, $12,000. $82,000. 261 production loss. 82 MEG welders and upgrades. 179,744 potential production gain. These steps are followed at the implications stage of your sales process. The idea in showing the real cost of the problem now give the buyer a real number to compare the cost of your solution when you present your price at the end of the presentation. As in our example of $261,000 compared to $82,000 solution, most buyers would see this as a no-brainer. Sales interview, end of part 3.